You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 8th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast trying to get it all together here. I've got a mistake in my notes here. I'm correcting. I apologize. Next hour, we're going to be joined by Brother Nathaniel. I'm certainly looking forward to that. I've never interviewed him before. His website, brothernathanielfoundation.org or realjewnews.com. He'll be joining me for about 40 minutes. We will take phone calls the last 20 minutes of the broadcast. He's going to be joining me at the top of next hour till about 10:40 Eastern, 9:40 Central, and then we'll take phone calls the remaining time left in the broadcast. Next week, my guest is going to be Art Jones, ArtJonesTheRebel.com. He'll be joining me in the second hour next week. So a little bit of programming. This first hour is going to be jam-packed. I won't be able to get it all in, I know, but we have got a lot of information that I want to try to cover in 1 hour. I've got a clip. We've got to talk about Tucker Carlson's The New Way Forward Act. If you're not familiar with that, I was not, and so we're going to be getting to that. So everyone bear with me as I run through this as quick as I can. We're just going to back up to everything that's happened during this past week. And wow, whew, I say it a lot of times, but I don't know if any week surpasses this one for events. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on several of them, but we're going to run through them. First of all, the Super Bowl was last Sunday. I don't think I knew till Thursday or Friday who was even playing in the Super Bowl. I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I did not watch the halftime show. But I did go back and look at it on YouTube because usually, you know, it's some type of a satanic Illuminati ritual. This time it may well have been too, but it was more like a bachelor's party at a strip club. I just wanted to say, you know, they brought out that a bunch of it was in Spanish, and they brought out some non-talented wonder called Bad Bunny. I mean, it was just. It's really rubbing your face in the fact that our culture has been degraded to just a filth-a-thon. You know, I couldn't name you one J-Lo song, album, nothing. And that other one, Shakara or something like that, man, I'm out of the loop on these filters, okay? But that was pitiful. I mean, completely. Practically pornographic, extremely risque, like nudity at a strip club. I thought it was just horrible, really. And actually, there is a local minister in Ohio, a former football coach, that is enraged so much that he is trying to put together a lawsuit because his 12-year-old son saw that disgraceful display. RT.com has the story. I tuned in to watch football, not porn. Christian activist wants to sue for $867 trillion over the Super Bowl halftime show. So, you know, I don't know. I guess it's probably a good luck with that moment. But anyway, I thought I would throw that in. Then Monday, I was coming out of the post office, turned on my radio, it was 10 till 3, and lo and behold, Rush Limbaugh announced that he has stage 4 lung cancer. And he also received the Medal of Freedom at the State of the Union Tuesday night. We'll get to the State of the Union now. State of the Union, Nancy Fool OC tears up the speech. That was one heck of a State of the Union. I guess if you got a reality TV star for a president, you can pull out all the stops. I mean, that one, it really was a big production, I guess you'll say. But whatever on that. Then on Wednesday, we had the acquittal, and old Mitt Romney, I usually drop the M and replace it with more of a shh sound, but whatever. Mitt Romney masquerading around us. You know, he's so religious, and he's got God, and, you know, his Christian values or whatever, he's a Mormon, is drove him to have to vote that way. I mean, these people that wrap themselves in religion and politics and use that as an excuse for their sellout traitorism is very sickening. So that recaps a little bit of what has happened during the week. Also, the coronavirus latest numbers, 34,872 infected, 724 dead. Naturalnews.com doing a really good job keeping up with the numbers and information there. Jeff Rentz as well, he's like been fixated. I think every night he's had a guest on at least for an hour talking about the latest on the coronavirus, and I think the last numbers, I saw about 46 million quarantined, so that's really interesting. So we'll leave that where it's at. We're going to move forward. Now, it is Black History Month, right? Everybody has to know that for sure. But do you know this? Do you know this? In an effort to celebrate Black History Month and in a push for ethnic inclusiveness, book publisher Penguin Random House and retailer Barnes & Nobles are turning white literary characters all black. This is RT.com. For a promotional event in one of America's largest cities, 12 classic novels are being given a facelift as cover swap characters' races as a means of giving representation to individuals of varying ethnic backgrounds. Nothing in the novels themselves is being changed, so white characters within the so-called diverse editions are still Caucasian in the text, making the move the literary world's version of blackface. Among the titles sacrificed on the altar of hollow pandering are Romeo and Juliet, Frankenstein, The Three Musketeers, and Moby Dick. Grabbing the most social media attention, however, is the updated cover to The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. As many believe it is dripping in racial stereotypes, the image depicts a black Dorothy, but instead of elegant ruby red slippers, the iconic shoes are replaced with a pair of sneakers. So you'd have to see the picture of this. All of the all of the great books, all the characters are replaced on the cover with either black or brown people. I just wanted to throw that in so that people would be aware. I mean, that won't make any of the evening news, will it? Also, you know, we talked a lot about Virginia back in December and early January. I just wanted to throw in Breitbart.com. Virginia Democrats advance bill to give driver's license to up to 300,000 illegal immigrants. I may not have time to get the story in today, but there's actually a bill in California that is trying to require that you vote if you have a driver's license. So, you know, obviously the scheme of these cultural Marxist nation wreckers is to bring illegal aliens into the country, then benefit them with giving them a driver's license, and then make that a segue to being able to vote. So, I mean, what kind of a dysfunctional country do we live in, where our own represented leaders won't enforce our border security, and then they actually work in tandem to allow illegal immigration, which, you know, is their wet dream come true, because diversity is destiny, or demographics is destiny. Demographics is destiny. And then allow them to vote and sway our elections. I mean, these people that are in power that advocate for this are complete traitors to their constituency, and they should be dealt with as a complete traitor should be. The Democrats' takeover of the Virginia State House includes advancing legislation that would give driver's license to as many as 300,000 illegal immigrants in the state. The local Fox News affiliate reported that critics say the law would reward this demographic, of course, which has already broken the law by being in the country illegally, correct. Those who support the bill say it would increase the state's revenue and decrease the level of fear existing in the immigrant community. So we don't want any fear in the community. You know, you shouldn't have to have any fear that you're a lawbreaker. There shouldn't be any fear in your mind because you are here illegally. There shouldn't be any fear that maybe the native population will work to deport you. No, we need to reward you. We need to reward you and give you the ability to drive on our streets so you can go the wrong direction drunk, kill some people, but at least you'll have a driver's license. My God, you know, this is where these sellout traders is taking us is just unfreaking believable. And, you know, most normies, if you talk to them, for the most part, agree with what I've just said, but yet this continues. You know, but it goes back to exactly what we've discussed in Virginia of how these people get into power. It's not donations from their constituents. It's super PACs. It's Bloomberg. It's Soros and the like that come in, don't even live in the state, and then can affect the outcome of elections so that they can put in place this type of legislation that is the recipe for nation wrecking, which is exactly what they have successfully done. And the Super Bowl Ass Time show is a perfect example of that. That shows where we're at. That's the culture that you receive. That's the culture that becomes the representation of society when you allow these cultural Marxists to own your media and to own Hollywood and to own television and make the movies. This is the result. It's been over and over and over. We know this. But yet, here we are. Blows my mind. A group of Tennessee lawmakers is moving forward with legislation to end Republican Governor Bill Lee's authority over refugee resettlement across the state. For fiscal year 2020, President Donald Trump will continue cutting refugee admissions by reducing former President Barack Obama's refugee inflow by at least 80%. This reduction would mean a maximum of 18,000 refugees can be settled in the U.S. between October 1st, 2019 and September 30th, 2020. This is merely a numerical limit and not a goal. This is Breitbart story too. Coupled with the refugee reduction, Trump signed an executive order that gives localities, counties, and states veto power over whether they want to resettle refugees in their communities. For now, a Clinton-appointed judge has blocked implementation of this executive order. How about that? You know, I don't remember any of this BS under previous administrations where a presidential executive order, supposedly the commander-in-chief, and you've got some sellout traitor, limp-wristed Clinton appointee judge that stops it. Still, Tennessee lawmakers are moving forward with a plan to revoke Lee's decision to continue resettling refugees across the state. State Representative John Crawford told local media that legislation is currently moving through the State House to ensure that General Assembly has authority over whether the state resettles refugees and not the governor. Now, apparently, I read over some of this, a week and a half ago or so, and even counties have the ability to vote under this executive order, or would have the ability to vote under this executive order, to not allow the settlement of refugees into your county, city, of course, on the state level. But if you've got a sellout traitor governor like we've got here with Governor Cooper, then, you know, you've got a nation wrecker in charge, and they're following the nation wrecking recipe because that's what they are. Thus far, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is the only governor in the country to request that refugee resettlement be halted in his state. Meanwhile, 42 governors have asked the State Department to resettle more refugees in their state, including 19 governors. My God. Since 2005, nearly 860,000 refugees have been resettled across the U.S., a population that is more than 80 times the size of Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Effectively, for the last 15 years, nearly 60,000 refugees have been resettled in the country, equivalent to adding the population of Pensacola, Florida, to the U.S. every year. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to the latest research. Over the course of 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by the taxpayers. And I think that's an extremely low number. It's more like about 80% probably. But, but yeah, you know, I've said it. I'll say it again. Many problems here. One of them is not being underpopulated. I've got the story somewhere in this stack. I'm sure I won't get to it, but they were announcing that they've got a totally automated 7-Eleven that they're testing in, somewhere in Texas. I think it's around Austin, but whatever. And so we're supposed to believe while we're moving to complete automation at Walmart, McDonald's, 7-Elevens, and everywhere else that you can think of, that we need this illiterate, uneducated people from third world countries to come here and get on the welfare dole and brown out America. That's what they tell you. And it's amazing that the people aren't sharpening the pitchforks as we speak because of this. Now, I'll see if I can get this in. I've got about 4 minutes. This is something I had predicted a long time ago. It's starting now in Canada. Canadian Heritage Minister Stephen Guilbault has stated that news websites, along with social media companies, could be forced to obtain government license to operate in Canada. Now, I'd said years ago that at some point in time, they're going to try to regulate your ability to have a news website through the licensing process so that they can eliminate, because you see, websites like republicbroadcasting.org, I mean, there's such a long list of alternative media websites now that are just RussiaInsider.com. I mean, we could go on and on. Many people like the Daily Stormer, .su. It changed from .name to .su this week. They're just crushing the mainstream media through what the mainstream media leaves out purposely by omission, the bias, the slant that they put on the news, and especially the omission part, that, you know, InfoWars, I mean, you know, all of these independent news media outlets, whatreallyhappened.com, they want, their wet dream come true is to eliminate, through whatever means necessary, deplatforming, censoring, licensing. So now Canada is already announcing. The minister, who has been tasked with updating Canada's broadcasting laws using the Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, stated that internet news sites will be asked to obtain a government-approved license. Broadcaster CTV reports, and Breitbart carried this story as well. The report entitled Canada's Communications Future, Time to Act, was released on January 29th, and it included 97 recommendations. It details how CRTC would be vastly expanded to not only regulate radio and television broadcasters, but news websites as well. And I don't know how that would work for, say, a website that's not based in Canada, but that you could, you know, look at on the internet, whether they would try to censor or eliminate their ability to be, you know, viewed in Canada, or you'd have to, you know, you're in America or you're in the UK and you have to get a license through Canada. I don't know. This story doesn't go into all those details, but you can certainly see that that would be one avenue to use to eliminate the ability for this information to change hands through the internet, you know, to stifle free speech yet once again, so that they can lock people into the so they can continue the gatekeeping to not allow people to see what is really happening. Ken says, may have to go back to shortwave. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot to be said, because a lot of what we consider progress here, they're actually using it as a tool of enslavement. I mean, you can't hardly watch the news now without what? One thing that they always are showing, doorbell cams. Of course, society's got so violent, you need a doorbell cam, but it's actually pushing more people to be involved in surveilling them, their own selves, creating their own virtual prison. We're coming up on the break. When we come back, we're going to get into the New Way Forward Act. Tucker Carlson, back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
And right here would be a good place to put this. The most radical piece of immigration legislation, experts and GOP react to the Democratic New Way Forward bill. We're going to play a bit of Tucker Carlson. I believe this is last night. If not, it might be the night before. I can't remember if I looked at the date. It's in the last 2 days. it's about 3 minutes, so it'll fit here. Let's play video one, Ken.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Last night on this show, we told you about what may be the single most extreme and disruptive piece of legislation ever to gain widespread support in the Congress in the history of this country. It's called the New Way Forward Act. It's before Congress right now and has been for almost 2 months. And yet so far, it has been essentially ignored by the country's major media outlets, which are either too embarrassed of it or too ignorant to cover it. That's a disservice to you, because it's nearly impossible to describe just how radical this bill is. If passed, it would remake our immigration system for the express purpose of helping foreign-born criminals live here. The bill would allow people who've committed serious felonies in other countries to move to the United States legally. It would make it nearly impossible for federal immigration officials to detain immigrants, no matter how potentially dangerous they are. And, perhaps most infuriatingly and remarkably, it would require taxpayers to transport deported criminals back into the United States. In other words, you break our laws, you hurt our people, we'll send you a plane ticket. We'll pay for you to come back. It's utter and total insanity. And yet it's very popular in the Democratic Party. So far, this bill has 44 Democratic co-sponsors. On the screen is a list of some of their names. Some of these people you've heard of before. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib. They're celebrities, but some are obscure. Earl Blumenau, for example, has represented Oregon for decades. Before this, he's maybe been best known for running the Congressional Bicycle Caucus. And yet, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Blumenauer has decided to wreck the country. Now, we'd like to talk to Earl Blumenauer on this show. We'd like to hear why he supports this bill. We'd like to talk to any of the people who've co-sponsored it. We reached out to many of them today to come on and defend their views. But not one of them agreed to come. Why? Because they're cowards. And yet we think you ought to know what they're doing. Here's the bill's primary sponsor, Jesus Garcia of Illinois, after introducing the bill. Garcia said this.
This is not a radical project. We are simply asking for a fair shot and the opportunity for immigrants to stay in the country they call home. A new way forward does just that. It would end mandatory immigration detention, end the automatic pipeline to deportation through the criminal justice system. It would end deportation for people who have had contact with the criminal legal system. It would end the practices of local police engaging in immigration enforcement and the increased ever-policing of communities of color. It would decriminalize immigration.
This is not a radical project. Of course, the opposite is true. The bill is... was completely radical. It would transform America into a place you don't recognize. Many of the sponsors of this bill come from the fringes of the Democratic Party, as you would expect, but not all of them do. Consider Congressman Andy Levin. Levin represents the suburbs north of Detroit. Levin's district leans blue, but it's still essentially bipartisan. Voters there went for Hillary Clinton, for example, by just 8 points. So there's no chance a majority of Andy Levin's voters want to send plane tickets to armed robbers in Guatemala so they can move next door. And in fact, nobody wants that, no matter what they claim on Twitter. Yet Levin is trying to do that right now. And that's what's scary about this bill. It's happening in the dark. No one's talking about it. Those who are dismiss it as unlikely. It'll never happen. And that's a mistake. Things change fast in modern America. On issue after issue, from ending the Second Amendment to banning biological gender to the open and aggressive racism of identity politics, yesterday's extremism has become today's Democratic Party platform. That's how it works now. 4 years ago, when Bernie Sanders mounted his first campaign for president, Vox.com pressed him on why he didn't back open borders for the world. Sanders responded this way, quote, "No. That's a Koch brothers proposal, which says essentially there is no United States. It would make everybody in America poorer," end quote. Of course, Sanders was entirely right. And for that crime, he was savaged by Vox and all the other angry children in wokedom. Resisting the abolition of the United States was, in their view, needless to say, proof that Sanders was a hardened bigot, a racist. 4 years later, Sanders has become obedient. His new platform contains all the usual open borders rhetoric. Ending all deportations, abolishing ICE, giving a blanket amnesty to all illegal aliens in the country.
Okay, if we come back from the break, we'll talk about the New Way Forward Act. You heard it right there, and mainstream media is not reporting on this one to you now, is it? Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
All right, we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio just played a clip from Tucker Carlson. Ken says that was last night, in case anyone's looking for it. That would be February 7th. The New Way Forward Act. How about this? End detention. Yeah, we don't want to detain illegal aliens. End deportation of criminals. We want to keep the criminals here. Yeah, we want that enrichment. We don't have enough of that vibrancy. And we want to end local police enforcing any type of immigration. So, you know, if the police runs up on a heinous murderer and he's an illegal alien, well, that's just A-okay because they're illegal alien, okay? That they actually are elevating this scum, the sellout traitors, this worthless bunch of trash that's in Congress, actually want to elevate the illegal alien to having more rights than the native population. I mean, What kind of a clown world are we going to be living in when these Democrats get total control? Which I'm here to tell you, you're not going to vote your way out of this. Those of you that are still hanging on to that sad hope. I mean, I wish it was true, but it's not. Okay, it's not. Yeah, Ken said they want to put public housing in the middle of your neighborhood. There was a big push under Barry Satoro to do just that. And yeah, there's groups. Well, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere, and there's groups that work to do this, which they are nation wreckers. That is what they are. The best article on this was Daily Caller, and the Daily Caller goes on, 44 House Democrats are in support of the New Way Forward Act, a bill that would make deportation of criminals harder, calls for the decriminalization of illegal immigration, and would bring criminal illegal aliens back into the U.S. So listen, Mr. Goy, Mr. American, Mr. Blue Collar Worker, that's played by the rules and paid your bills, but you know your children can't afford to go to college, and if they did, they don't know where they would get a job. Mr. Blue Collar Worker, where your children can barely afford this overpriced housing and have to get into a 30-year loan of total enslavement just to have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house these days. But your tax money is going to be used to fly illegal aliens that's been deported, criminals, back into the country. You know, we need these illegal aliens so bad. You know, I'll go back to this. If this is such a good idea, you know, if it makes so much sense, if this benefits society so much, then how come Russia doesn't do it? How come China doesn't do it? How come Israel doesn't do it? How come only this nation, occupied by Zog, run government, comes up with this type of ridiculous absurdity that the only thing it can do is continue the decline of the native population and society, which every metric, every statistic proves that there's no benefit from this mass immigration to the native population. But yet this bunch of sellouts like these 44 Democrats that are pushing this bill. And I know people out there say, well, you know, Trump will veto it. It won't go anywhere. Blah, 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 blah. Hey, what if you've got the burn come next January? What about that? You know, did the Iowa caucus not just repeat once again to us all that this whole thing is a sham? You know, they act like they can't even conduct a caucus these days because of the electronic voting machines and using apps to forward the results. I mean, it's an intentional recipe for this type of disaster. The elections are a sham. You know, that's my message to anyone that thinks, you know, my whole life I've been hearing this absurdity that we're just one election away from taking it all back. 2016, we had a majority of Republicans in the House and the Senate and in the executive branch, and they wouldn't even support building a wall, which was really a mandate that the from the results of the election. How come? Because they're a bunch of sellout traders. They don't represent you. They represent big money, special interest, and high finance. That's who they represent. Unbelievable that we would even have anyone in office that would think that this kind of destructive legislation would somehow benefit society. I mean, you can't hardly even turn on the news out of Charlotte without, you know, getting the story of the illegal alien driving backwards on the interstate drunk, you know. Unbelievable. All right, I wanted to put this in here somewhere in the first hour. I don't have much of one for you, but I will tell you what I can. I've spoke to Frank a couple of times this week. I did a little update Thursday night. I was on for maybe 3 or 4 minutes with John. Not much has changed. I can't really report anything too much. I'm not really in the loop of his, you know, day to day, what's happening with his medical situation. But I can say I've spoke to him. He sounded better. Taking some time to look at some decisions going forward. So I can't I can't tell you what I don't know, but I can tell you that much. So I wanted to share that. And I'll tell you something else. You really don't realize how much you miss someone till they're gone. And when I mean that, I mean as a caller into this show and other shows, I miss Frank's phone calls. You know, he lit the fire many a time, you know, and I know many out there feel the same way. But I, for one, I miss Frank from North Carolina's phone calls into this broadcast, and I miss them bad. Okay, moving forward. Parents in the state of Washington are fighting a Democrat bill that would mandate LGBTQ PB, you know, I add the PB, pedophilia, bestiality, focused sex ed for children, including kindergartners. You know, they can't leave the sex out of the school and let the parents handle that, can they? I don't know how many times I've done this story or stories like it. Democrats in the state house are pushing House Bill 2184, a measure that would mandate comprehensive sexual health education by the year 2022, and it's fueled less about meeting the sexual needs of young kids. Young kids' sex needs. They wouldn't have them if you didn't create them. Then it is about pushing a very specific social justice agenda on gender identity for all classrooms. So that, you know, what this is about is, you know, that it's not veiled very well. This is about beginning in kindergarten, promoting transgenderism, gender identity, indoctrinating the youth that it's okay for boys to be girls and girls be boys, and the whole pronoun BS and all that. According to the Democrats' proposal called Rights, Respect, Responsibility curriculum, kindergartners would learn about the proper names for body parts. You will notice that the lesson refers to girls and boys and male and female when identifying body parts. Lessons in higher grades use more precise language and begins to introduce a broader concept of gender identity. So this is the filth that the public school system in America churns out to indoctrinate the youth into immorality and depravity. Now, some British schools are trying to be more accommodating to trans students at the expense of others. A 13-year-old has alleged in court documents she says their guidelines go against girls' desire for privacy, dignity, and safety. This is RT.com. The new trans inclusion toolkit released by Oxfordshire County Council last February instructs that students should have access to toilets, changing rooms, dorms, and similar spaces, and according to the gender they identify as. Yes, not just in America. A 13-year-old girl has challenged the rules, saying the council never bothered to ask non-trans students like her how they felt about them. Under the guidelines, I have no right to privacy from the opposite sex in changing rooms or on residential trips, she said in legal papers filed with the High Court on Thursday. The pushback against the controversial drive for greater trans inclusivity in British schools comes with the backing of a group called Safe Schools Alliance. It's being brought to court by several parents and a teacher on behalf of the girl who has not been identified for legal reasons. The guidelines on gender-restricted spaces are aimed at offering all students, trans and non-trans alike, the most comfortable environment. Girls like the plaintiff who don't want to share a restroom with a biological boy, regardless of their gender identity, are supposed to be given a separate special arrangement. So, you know, we're seeing this clown world madness just, you know, in abundance more and more and more, where your children are supposed to not only go to school and receive the indoctrination into this gender identity and all this inclusivity that anything goes, but then your 6-year-old or 8-year-old little girl is supposed to go to the bathroom and be confronted by a biological male that's dressed up as a girl in the restroom as well. I mean, just on the surface of that, just saying that, doesn't that sound so ridiculous? Could you imagine? I don't know how far back we would have to go, but let's just say back to when my great great grandpa was 35. Do you know what they would do if you had some politicians that come up with this kind of degeneracy and was going to try to put it into the public school? They would acquire a rope of a fine quality and a tree proportioned correctly to help expedite this politician to the next world. I'm amazed that society has been so successfully manipulated and propagandized that we accept this alternate reality as somehow acceptable or normal. And back to Bachman-Turner Overdrive, you haven't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen nothing yet. We're on our way. We're not there yet. We're just on our way. And the Super Bowl Ask Tom show Sunday night was just another indication of the direction in which we shall go. Now, Kirk Douglas, an iconic star who reconnected to Judaism after a near-fatal crash. This comes in from the Times of Israel. If you want to know what's going on over there, a lot of times some light will be shed. Kirk Douglas, the legendary actor who portrayed legions of tough guys and embraced his Jewish heritage later in life, died at his home in Beverly Hills Wednesday. He was 103. Over a career that spanned 87 films, 73 big-screen features, and 14 on television, Douglas' dimpled chin thrust forward was often cast as the toughest guy around. Thrice nominated for an Academy Award and recipient of an Oscar for Lifetime Achievement and a Presidential Medal of Freedom, he got the same thing rushed him. Douglas evolved from a promiscuous young man into a multi-talented actor, author, philanthropist, and student of the Torah who left a deep imprint on both Hollywood and the Jewish people. Douglas also authored 11 books ranging from personal memoirs and Holocaust-themed novels for younger readers to a collection of poetry dedicated to his wife. Douglas was born, wait for it, Isher Danielovich in 1916 in the upstate New York town of Amsterdam. So yeah, this is one of the many, 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 many Jews that changed their name. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know the RBN audience, you know, you guys know, but I would say 99% of the U.S. population had no idea that Kirk Douglas was actually Isher Danielovich. And, wrote books about the Holocaust and, you know, really embraced his Jewishness. So I just wanted to throw that in. Actually, Mike from South Carolina had asked me what his real name was, and I had not looked that story up or anything. I knew he passed away, and I could just barely get the Danielovich out. I wanted to share that one with you as well, in case any in this audience did not know. Now, I wanted to share this real quick. Need2know.news is doing a good job covering the news over there. This past week, this was the news that was not in the news. Hundreds of anti-cop Antifa demonstrators caused havoc in New York City on Friday evening. And I think this was a week ago yesterday. The protest, which is being referred to by Antifa as F the Police demonstration or J31 for the date, are not only protesting police, but also subway fares. They are refusing to pay the $2.75. The protesters, many of them masked, were hopping turnstiles, vandalizing public transit platforms, storefronts, and anything else they could get their hands on. Some of the demonstrators rigged subway station doors open with bike locks and violin strings to allow people access without paying. There were massive police presence and multiple arrests were made at different locations throughout the city. So I just wanted to share that one because mainstream media did not cover this that I saw whatsoever. And so here we've got Antifa, complete lawlessness in the street, disrupting public transportation, and nary a mention by mainstream media, and I guess, you know, that shouldn't be much of a surprise. Also, Virginia, which already holds the dubious distinction of being the only U.S. state from which two other states were born, West Virginia and Kentucky, could lose dominion over several counties near the West Virginia border. Virginia, the seat of the Confederacy, is a state that knows a little about loss. Early in American history, the Virginia County of Kentucky, the portion of the state line west of the Appalachians, petitioned to secede, and in 1792 was made the 15th state. Just over 90 years later, in 1863, West Virginia would be admitted as its own state, splitting Virginia over the Civil War. Today, as a new Civil War rages in America, the kind evinces more by division within family rooms than by geography. I'm just reading it. This is Breitbart. The number of counties in Virginia, there are a number of counties in Virginia that are considering leaving the state to escape the state's progressive policies. Now, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but actually now it is moving forward. The movement has taken on the trendy name of Vexit. The public face of the initiative is President of Liberty University, Jerry Falwell Jr. So we'll talk about that just a little bit more on the other side of the break. Top of the hour, Brother Nathaniel, back in moments.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We are back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio, a little Bachman Turner overdrive, because you know you ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, look at going into this 2020 election cycle. I'm kind of amazed here where I live. There's already just an abundance of TV commercials for various candidates, not just Michael Bloomberg, but he is everywhere. And like I said last week, I actually saw one Michael Bloomberg sign in the area. That's like putting up a sign that's it's like putting up a sign that either says I'm a complete idiot or I'm a cultural Marxist communist. I don't know. But we got a lot of problems. I got an email during the break that said mention Franklin, North Carolina's meme that Alex Jones created. You can actually go to YouTube and you can do a search My wife did it. It's like Frank in North Carolina. I need your help, Frank, or something like that. And, you know, that commercial, it may still run. I don't listen to Alex Jones that often. Occasionally I'll turn it over there. But it's, to me, it's so much commercials. I mean, even when it's not a commercial, it's a commercial. Personally, it's difficult for me to listen to. But anyway, yeah, you can go check that out. And it still existed at least a couple of weeks ago on YouTube. But back to the story here. There is several counties now that are on the border with West Virginia that is seriously considering trying to join Virginia. And Jerry Falwell Jr. is one of the ones that is heading up the push. So I thought that was really interesting. Also, I wanted to mention again, Art Jones, therebel.com, some interesting videos over there. We'll talk about them next week. But Art Jones, therebel.com, Art will be joining me next week, second hour, probably do kind of the same format we're doing with Brother Nathaniel. He'll be joining us here as well. I don't have time to really get much into the coronavirus. I know it's still really small, but I mean, they got ships that are quarantined. It does seem to be slowly expanding. Maybe it's not going to be the big one. I don't know, but it really has. What was those numbers I gave you? 34,872 infected. It's going up pretty quick. And, you know, I don't know. Some of the policies the United States puts forward in situations like this seems really lax, but maybe that's the direction they want to go. 46 million quarantined is what the last information that I saw. Probably not going to have time to get into some of this, but it's certainly worth a look at. FBI had multiple informants on the Trump campaign. More and more of this information is coming out. The FBI team investigating alleged Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election cultivated and maintained numerous sources close to Donald Trump during the election and the transition period when Trump was entering the White House. So, you know, it is interesting, one, that they're not doing anything about this other than some lip service. I mean, I guess it could still go forward and turn into investigations and hearings and whatnot. But to have this type of corruption at the highest levels, and instead we just watch the most flimsiest, ridiculous impeachment trial, I think, you know, probably in the history of forever, no matter what they do going forward, I can't imagine it being much more ridiculous than that one. And and the mainstream media has had a week-long meltdown. It's been from Rush Limbaugh to the State of the Union to the acquittal in the Senate. I mean, the mask off of the media in America to be just completely biased about everything is good. This is good. This, the more it enrages the people, the more it enables the normies to see through this, that this is complete propaganda, this is complete manipulation. And they are trying to control the direction into this hellhole that they want to make this country into is good for the American people. All right, we're coming up on the break. Coming back, Brother Nathaniel. Stay with me.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick.
March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.